Welcome to Extreme Modulation with Control for Neuro, an advanced Ableton lesson for drum and bass sound design. This one is all about a really important neuro skill, making a bass sound absolutely unhinged, but still intentional. That's the whole game here. Neuro lives in that sweet spot between movement and discipline. You want motion, hostility, mechanics, tension, all that futuristic menace. But if the modulation isn't controlled, you just end up with a blurry, facey mid-range mess that sounds cool for 10 seconds solo and then completely falls apart when the drums come in. So in this lesson, we're building a heavily modulated neuro bass system in Ableton Live that can get extreme, but still sit properly in a rolling drum and bass mix. Think designed aggression, not random chaos. We're going to build this in three layers. First, a sub-layer, clean, stable, simple, and dependable. Second, a mid-range movement layer. This is where the real neuro character lives, filtering, phase movement, saturation, resonant texture, and all the talking, snarling, mechanical behavior. Third, a resembled performance layer. That's where the patch becomes music. We'll print audio, then turn the best moments into fills, reverses, stutters, pitch drops, and arrangement-ready edits. By the end, you should have a bass setup that can move from rolling reverb pressure into more vocal, twisted neuro phrases, all while staying playable and mixable through macros and controlled automation. Quick note before we dive in. This is an advanced lesson. I'm assuming you already know your way around routing, racks, automation, and resampling in Ableton. So we're not just making a patch. We're building a workflow. Let's start by setting the project context. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. A great default is 174. Then get a basic drum loop running immediately. Even if it's just a placeholder, kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, and some hats or shakers with a little 16th note syncopation. This matters more than people think. Neuromodulation means nothing in a vacuum. A bass that feels alive on its own can completely miss the groove once real drums arrive. So build in context from the start. Loop 8 bars straight away. Give the bass something to react to. Now let's build the sub. Create a MIDI track and call it SUB. Use operator. Start with oscillator A on a sine wave at 0 dB. Keep the amp envelope very clean. Attack at 0. Decay around 600 milliseconds. Sustain can be all the way down if you want plucky notes, or full if you want held sub notes. Release somewhere around 80 to 150 milliseconds, just enough to feel natural without smearing. If you want a tiny bit more harmonic information, you can add oscillator B very quietly as a triangle, but really subtle. The sub is not where you show off. The sub's job is to be stable and boring in the best possible way. Then process it lightly. Add EQ 8. Usually no low cut needed here unless there's some accidental junk, but you can make a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz if the low mids get crowded. Add saturator in soft sine or analog clip mode with maybe 1 to 3 dB of drive. Just enough to help it read on smaller systems. Then utility. Keep the bass mono. If you're using any multiband setup later, make sure everything below roughly 120 Hz is centered and solid. For MIDI, write a simple rolling pattern. Long-held notes work great for pressure. Then leave some gaps. A few 8th note or 16th note rests make the groove breathe and let the drums speak. A key like F, you could hold F1 for a bar, throw in a short G1 pickup before the snare, return to F1, then jump to C2 for variation in bar 4. And here's the rule, your sub should be the least exciting part of the bass system. That's not a weakness. That's professionalism. Now for the real fun. Create a second MIDI track and call it Neuro MID. Use Waveitable if you have it. Start with a harmonically rich source. Basic shapes can work, but harsher Waveitables are even better. A sawish or more modern harmonic table gives the modulation something to chew on. Add a second oscillator with another bright Waveitable and attune it slightly. Use 2 to 4 voices of unison, but keep the amount low enough that it doesn't get smeared. Keep the patch mono. Add glide somewhere around 20 to 60 milliseconds, and enable legato if you want those slurred note transitions that sound really good in Euro phrases. Use an amp envelope with zero attack, a decay of maybe 300 to 600 milliseconds, sustain medium to high, and a short release around 80 milliseconds. Before we even start modulating, add harmonics. This is a huge point. Modulation works better when there's rich material to move around. So insert saturator first, in analog clip mode, with 4 to 8 dB of drive. Soft clip on. Then add drum bus with a bit of drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Keep crunch low or off, and boom off unless you're using it very intentionally. Then add EQ8 and high pass this layer around 80 to 100 Hz so it stays out of the subs lane. If there's an obvious whistle already, notch that out early. At this stage, what you want is a dense, harmonically active mid-bass that still feels simple enough to shape. Now we build the movement engine. After the source and initial saturation, insert this chain in order. Auto filter, phaser flanger, corpus, a second auto filter, then another saturator, then EQ8, then glue compressor or compressor, then utility. This chain is where Neuro starts behaving like Neuro. Let's take it one device at a time. First auto filter. This is your talking motion. Try a band pass to start, or a low pass model if your live version gives you a flavor you like. Set the frequency somewhere in the zone of 300 Hz up to 2.5 kHz. Resonance around 20 to 50%. Enough to hear shape, not so much that it whistles non-stop. Use the built-in LFO to modulate the filter frequency. Start with sync values like 1/8 or 1/16. Triplets can be great too if you want a slightly less expected motion. Use a triangle or sine shape first. Keep the amount moderate. Don't do giant sweeps right away. This audio version is shortened for playback.